Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are joined by Nadine Blockberger, a creative mentor, holistic advisor, artist, and upcycling designer at Imagimo, who empowers the individual spirit to identify their unique self to allow greater creativity and correct decisions in life. Nadine, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric, for the introduction. Nice to be with you.
You're most welcome and nice to have you out today and looking forward to hearing from you as well. So as we understand the vast digital age and its promises, how should we deal with the many challenges facing our local and global economy in all these situations?
Okay, I think before we can really answer that question, let's have a quick look on the current situation and problems. So as I see it, we have an old economy, which is basically focused on a lot of material gain and social hierarchies. And it has dominated our lives since about 1615. And after that came the industrialization around about 1840. And basically the old economy is basically created on processing raw natural materials. And with that, it brought us the theme of bargains, which has driven humanity into an area of dominated by extreme materialism. That means more possessions, even more consumptions, and which equals more environmental destruction. And that said, with this focus of the old economy, it combines a fear mentality and scarcity thinking, and created kind of a competition throughout most of our working world. So all level of society, including a privileged middle class and so on, find themselves usually caught up in three areas of thinking. They are constant worry about how to make a living. That's the first one. The second one is working for financial gain instead of doing a purposeful work, and letting our fear dictate financial decisions. So, and then we have a part of it is our new economy. And the new economy shifted already the focus to new products and services which developed and with and by technology. So we find new solutions with technology and a kind of an alternative living. But the question is, are these truly solving the root cause of problems? And I feel always the new economy, which made a lot of promises, it just got often painted with new colors, and so they look refreshed, but actually behind it are old models of the old economy, and they got shaped up with a new dress, and so they look fresher and better, and it's the new economy that still includes mentalities of maximizing shareholder value and survival of the fittest. So winning is at any price the dominant motto in most companies, and most of the time on the expense of the people who work there. So basically, the promises have failed, in my opinion, and the economy system generates an instability through more consumerism and power imbalances, and it's still not a solution. So what is a solution, probably? We mean basically the old economy is dead, and the new one is basically dead too, because it didn't deliver. So how I see it is that we cannot trust the current authorities around us anymore, and we should stop it.
And of course, we certainly appreciate your thoughts on today's topic. Now, what should our strategy be before the economy and capitalism as we know it today collapses?
The economy is not a finite game, and I think economy is not a game to be won. It's rather an infinite thing, a very chaotic thing. It's different, it's strange, it's weird. And I think we would be smart to rethink our concept of economy now and get really ready for changes that are very, very, very likely on the way. In fact, they are already on the way. And I think if we constantly assume that every area will continue to grow as it has been, seen in the last 400 years or more. I think we are very mistaken, and it's not going to be reliable anymore. So what happens after the collapse? So it collapses could have happened the way how I see it. So I think our whole or a lot of systems going to be collapsed. And what does it mean? It's a lot of chaos. And if we don't act now, it could be catastrophic in my point of view. And I'm talking about cities won't be able to sustain themselves as they're now, financial systems gonna change, collapse, and so on. And I think it's kind of a reaction one after another. I think the strategy is really, we need the learnings from the past, from the old capitalism, and include the new one, the new economy, and the new ways which we are working right now, which for me is a post-materialistic way of being right now, and which includes human connected relationships, values like mindfulness, having better intentions, having compassion to another one, more creativity. And we need to stop relying on making decisions so lightly with our minds and let our natural body consciousness drive us through life. And that means actually we need to create a more and better reliable economy, and which I call a holistic economy.
Speaking of which, Nadine, who are the people that move and lead this transformation forward anyway?
As I just said, it's a mixture of linear and creative thinking, and kind of we need a more holistic overview bird perspective. And the people, and why I'm saying that, let's start with that. I think the core problem in our society is we try to solve symptoms instead of the cause, which results often in no or only short-term improvements. And as we know, often single-minded leaders are on the forefront in pursuit of their own agenda, and they often ignore the wider impact they have on the world. And even if there are good intentions behind, often wrong or not fully thought through decisions are made. So problems get bigger, or they just change shape and form instead of solved. And if we're going to change this, if we have people who understood this, we can change a lot of other issues like economics, environmental issues, politics, relationships, education, and health, because it's a chain reaction for me. It will resolve by itself. And the people who help moving this forward are generalists. So the whole world is really talking about we need to become a specialist and think more or less in silos. That has to end. The future belongs to generalists. We need our specialists, but first of all, we need people to have a big picture view and holistic understanding who really can establish an interrelation between seemingly unrelated topics, situations, and departments, and can really orchestrate context. And know if you pull a string in a certain direction or department, it has an implication for other people, areas, or even for the whole world. So what I mean by that is we need people who can think, how can we use resources more effectively to reduce or establish and savvy corporations to support each other and optimize things.
Certainly is an interesting bit of conversation and thought today. We're joined by Nadine Blockberger, a creative mentor, holistic advisor, artist, and upcycling designer at Imagimo, who empowers the individual spirit to identify their unique self to allow greater creativity and correct decisions in life, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now tell us, Nadine, does a single opinion count, and is anyone interested in what we have to say, and what can each of us individually do at this point?
Yeah, it's a good question. Yeah, in my opinion, it's a paradox. So we can only create a holistic economy and really unite and work in more collaborative way when we honor our individual spirit, and that's where everything is coming from. So I think our generation of using methods which are already provided and following methods which have someone else has established for himself, it's kind of over. We have to really honor our uniqueness and our individual spirit in the sense of who am I really? I mean, the whole key is that we really become and see our differentiation, our uniqueness, to be able to work as a unity in the whole world. And that means in a private matter and in business matter too. So what can we do? What can each individual do? It's really becoming aware deep down, who am I really, and why am I here for, which is already starting with a lot of people. But so really actually honor the individualism. But I wanted to say something is each individualism is obviously, it has a shadow side, and which obviously can create a lot of narcissism, even more we have right now. And we need to be careful not to create a society of selfish people and a lot of narcissistic people. So that's the other side of the coin. So it can easily swap over, if you understand what I mean.
Now, Nadine, how can we unite our individuality without losing our diversity? Talk to us about that, if you would.
It's a good one, too. So I think human beings all say that we want change and that our dreams come true, but the question is, are we actually willing to change? So what are we doing it? And it kind of links to the question before, and it just follow up on that. And it's really about accepting the uniqueness in each other and seeing our differences, and not in a competitive way, but rather see the different roles we have to fulfill in this life as a completion to another person. And as soon as we understand what role we have to play in this world, or what our role really is, we can achieve together, as I call it, unity to achieve really amazing things. It's rather we have to get off from these measuring positions. We measure each other, we score each other, and we define success only by certain KPIs. And I think that has to, we have to get off that, and we really need to honor that measurement or the definition of success, for example, means to someone something different than to another person. So we can be ourselves and still see the amazingness and the differences of all others around us, and that's our strength.
And certainly do appreciate your input there. And Nadine, what does a holistic economy look like to you? If you would give us an example as you see it.
Yeah, I really try to make it brief. So what I really see in our world today, that we are droning in knowledge, but we are actually starving for wisdom. And this kind of thinking about a holistic economy is built around the topic. So we use our wisdom, not only knowledge, to build this holistic economy. That means we need a new way of structuring society and economy and education, and not only think in the concepts which don't go anywhere. It's basically creating a new way of being. So what that means, we need to understand the meaning that everything is connected to everything else. That's the first thing, the fundamental truth of it. And it needs absolutely a new way of leadership, and this new way of leadership needs courage, and I call that conscious leadership. You know, it's totally different to the old way of leading people, and because, I mean, it's really an aware way of consciousness and leading in a conscious way, which means for me not driving behind and look that our own intentions got fulfilled, or that we're not running on the forefront to fulfill our own dreams, but we take other people with us. So for me, conscious leadership in a nutshell looked like it's rather a mentoring role. So I really take care and guide and lead people to their best performance and to their own uniqueness and individualism, for example. And that's definitely. And what it needs as well, I think, is better communication between individual beings and companies, internal and external. And which means if a company produces something, for example, it's a question, where does the resource come from? Why not collaborating with others to use restry pieces? What I mean by that is, what is for one company a waste product could be for another company gold and the full main resource to produce something else. So there must be far a better collaboration as well as working individual and doing their own business. That makes sense. So, and that means as well not only better communication, but working far more creative than we have known as of today.
Nadine, we certainly appreciate your time and joining us here today and your opinions and thoughts on today's topic. I certainly appreciate all the input there in all regards. In conclusion, anything else you'd like to add? A closing thought, a tip, anything that we should be aware of as we conclude today?
Well, I think I had one sentence. So I believe, yes, we need more unconventional thinkers, but even more than that, than ever, we need more sensors and reflectors who can unite, guide, and orchestrate the thinking to move that, holistic point of view and economy forward.
Again, Nadine, we certainly appreciate those concluding remarks and for your time spent with us here today on the program. If listeners wanted to get more information on Imagimo or to be in contact with you, where's the best place to get these details?
Well, yeah, you can see me on my website and read a little bit more details on www.imagimo.me. And you can see me on Instagram as well, same name, Imagimo.
And that certainly works easy enough. Again, Nadine, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly appreciated your time today.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Nadine Blockberger, a creative mentor, holistic advisor, artist, and upcycling designer at Imagimo, who empowers the individual spirit to identify their unique self to allow greater creativity and correct decisions in life. And for further details on Imagimo, visit imagimo.com. ME. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.